Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast presented by Comedy Zone Charleston. I'm your host, Brandon, and still think I'm waiting for my co-host Sam to make it to the show.
What up, buddy?
Oh, you're there. Hey, how you doing, bud?
Yeah, I'm doing great. What, you hang
I
out
didn't know
like
if you were here or not. Well, I didn't know if you were here or not because I called back in and the intro came through, but it's all good.
Okay.
No, normally, I thought I was late. I called in late. It was my fault. I called in like 2 minutes
late.
And I was like, man, I'm late. I was like, Sam's probably already in the show. The intro has already gone through. The intro is only about 50 seconds long.
Dude, I got connected as the little thing switches over to our intro. Where it goes like you're listening to Blog Talk Radio,
yeah,
like that right,
yeah,
yeah, that's where I came in.
I was like, man, if I'm calling in and the intro is starting, then Sam isn't there yet. So that's why I was like, man, I don't know if Sam's there or not, but I'm gonna go in. You can call the show at 347-308-8648. Tonight we have Paul Hooper is our guest.
Yeah.
He will be. And this weekend at the Holiday Inn and Suites, they will be at the Comedy Zone Friday at 8 o'clock and Saturday two shows, 7 and 9. Looking forward to Paul Hooper coming to town. I saw him 2 years ago, and I was actually pretty mesmerized by his performance because when I saw him, I was just thinking about doing stand-up comedy a mere 2 years ago, and loved to talk to him about seeing him at that performance that night. That was actually when they were doing the shows that were in the other side, the other room, because I think there was such a good-sized crowd there, they moved it to the other side, other than the original room they do it now. So looking forward to speaking to him. He's had a comedy album out. He had one out in 2013, I believe. It's still on iTunes, and you can check it out also on YouTube. I believe it was Tense. It's called Tense and Uncomfortable. Paul Hooper loves Charleston, West Virginia. He actually talked about when I was there, he had a relationship in Charleston, West Virginia with a crazy woman for a while, though it was pretty cool. And I think he actually, for a while, wanted to own his own duck. I think it was a duck that he would talk about that he wanted to own, and it was pretty funny. But I'm looking forward to talking to Paul Hooper. A lot of people around here know who Paul Hooper is if you've been to Comedy Zone shows. Like I said, he's been here several times, and just looking forward to speaking to him. Sam, what's been up, man?
Not a whole lot, man. That's pretty much been it. I mean, it's just work, you know, as usual, and looking forward to some shows that's coming up here pretty soon. Next Tuesday, we've got Andy's Tuesday Booze Day at the Blue Parrot, which is a comedy open mic, and then tomorrow we have the Mojo's open mic. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Oh, and the weekend, obviously, with Paul Hooper and at the Comedy Zone.
Absolutely.
So, always working for the weekend, man. You know, like that old song says, working for the weekend. It's like, yeah.
You know, I almost saw in speaking of that, I came back from work today and I almost saw an old lady get hit by a Mack truck in her Prius.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. She was, you know, this is what I always say, and no offense to the elderly because I respect you guys completely, and I've always been taught to respect my elders. But when it comes to retesting, I think when you renew your license at a certain age, you should have to retest. And this proved my point.
Right.
We were coming up on the exit or the entrance going on to the 64 West, and she was in a little Prius, and poor little lady was trying to merge over from the lane. But there was this Mack truck coming probably about 65, 70 miles per hour. And she was trying to merge probably about 50, and that truck almost just obliterated her. I mean, she was in a Prius. I mean, it would have been over for her. And I was shocked that the guy was quick enough to downshift and almost hit her. But that's why, and no offense again to the elderly, but that's why I think they should retest, because I don't think she saw the truck, and I think her vision was off. And it hit her blind side, and she almost got annihilated, dude. Like, it was almost a wrap for that lady
right.
in Prius. So I was in shock. I thought I'd just share that with you and the audience that listens to this later. I mean, I couldn't believe the fact that she was just merging so slowly. I mean, even if that would have been just a normal car, that would have been a rough, rough wreck for her on the highway. It was pretty rough. But luckily, no one got hurt. And luckily, no one got into a serious car accident, but that was pretty rough to see that. You agree with that, though? Do you think that the elderly should probably get retested?
I mean, I was trying to jump in a couple of times to agree with you. There was one time it was when Marcus and I was going up to Beckley for the show that I did with him and Andy, and he and I are going up the mountain toward Beckley, and there is this old, like, 1970s Dodge Ram pulling this, like, 1962 camper, and when we go, dude, it's weaving all over the middle lane, and it's middle lane weaving everywhere, so we get all the way over almost in the shoulder of the left lane, and we get up to it, and it's this, like, 80-some-year-old dude, just, like, hunched over the steering wheel with his little ball cap on.
Gripping his life,
head,
yeah.
Yeah, dude, his head is just shaking, and, you know, because it's got, like, the shaky, you know, shaky old man syndrome or whatever, and, like, we were scared, and we were hoping that it wasn't, like, bad karma, but we did call, like, the Star SP thing or whatever, you know, because we felt bad, I mean,
yeah.
You know, like, that. I don't know, like, we felt bad because it's like, oh, man, we might be the cause of this old dude just getting stuck, like, in a state that he don't want to be in. Because he was from Colorado. Like, that was his license plate.
so he was, like, high, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's quite possible. I mean, shit. 80 years old, why not? Give no fuck, old man. That's right.
It was far as,
but,
it was
yeah,
far as
exactly.
Car
like, and that's what we didn't want to destroy. We didn't want to destroy the last little bit of, like, you know, independence this old dude had with his old ass truck and, like, a camper. Like, we felt so bad. We felt so bad.
Well,
but,
again,
but yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah,
God,
like, I'm,
you know,
like, every wreck that I've almost had has been because of, like, some dude named, you know, some Jerry dude or whatever, like. Geriatric bastards, like, fuck.
Geriatric bastards, yeah. I was going to say geriatric, but yeah, you know, it happens. And
I called my dad,
you know, like,
if I'm that old,
please get me a taxi. You know what I mean? Just get me a taxi or blow me away. Either way, if I decide to drive, just take my keys away and don't let me get behind the wheel. All right.
Dude,
are
you excited for our new segment? I'm excited for our new segment.
That's what I want to get to. I was just about to drop that down. We got a new segment. This is our hip-hop break, what we like to do with we got a new hip-hop break. Before we bring on, you know, our guest, you can call in about 10 minutes after, 15 minutes after, and now we're going to have some music to break before we start bringing our guest. So let's go ahead and do that tonight.
All right.
Sam, I'll let you introduce who the hip-hop is tonight.
That's cool. Tonight's artist is a local one. This is, you might know him as B-Rude, the gingerbread man, or the ginger-bearded man, I guess. Really good dude. This song is called Frontier Medicine, and it's off his new album. And, again, this is Dinosaur Burps. but be rude. Frontier Medicine.
Waking up yawning in the morning, steam whistles. Wavels in the biscuits and the pork meat sizzles. Later on, you catch me with the Charlie Sheen sniffles. Chill Maritata on the orange cream sickles. A while and out at the roller derby bout. My homegirl's team just won, we about to burn a couch. Gather up the rowdy folk and hit the pub and tipple. Sniff around the people's hair as a rubber nipple. We get it popping by the flicker of the candlelight. Pick a dandelion for my Dixieland delight. Told these hippies that they better lace the sandals tight, cause they bound to break their ankle trying to dance tonight. Left to my own devices, bound to be a global crisis. Paint a blimp leopard print like you know the nicest. Bastards of the universe ever since grade school. Squeezing I stay cool like Mayfield and Claypool. Drunken texture with that funky chunky texture. Tough as toast, puffin' bows with the stuffy nose. Uncle Fester bumping uglies with my wonder wenches. Crusty bros showing up the shows of Buffaloes. Cash my chick and I spin credits. On that Glenn Livitz, got a piss every 10 minutes. Keep back, relax, man, it's been a tough day. About to pop a Xanax and do damage to the buffet.
I'm sick, mama, need that front. Frontier medicine. I'm sick, mama, need that frontier medicine. I'm sick, mama, need that frontier medicine. I need a tip of that frontier medicine. Soup, juice, rubs, blunts, head and buns is what I want. Soup, juice, rubs, blunts, head and buns is what I want. Soup, sick, mama, need that frontier medicine. I'm sick, mama, need that frontier medicine. Soup, sick, mama, need that frontier medicine. I need a tip of that frontier medicine.
Boy growling with pig jowls in his mouth. Cascals and owl hoots to foul spouts in the south. Scooting round town in the mobile death trap. Typing cat to cop trees from the local meth lab. Grizzly bum and six, grubby mints. Crusty grin, dribble on his double chin. Sipping food supplements. Swing low, sweet chariot. Got the spring rolls, the shrimp, carrots, and asparagus. Broad sprayed the beer, fancy for the steak juice. As cocky as the king of diamonds, rocking space boots. Trick or treat with the pickle beef, sneaking in the mist in the street with silent leaking in the mist. I'm bopped up, talking stuff with an awkward strut. Whiskey whiskers dipping all up in my coffee cup. Landlord at the door, I had to tell him that my pet rang Pendex to take the damn rent check. Palm my air guitar plus my Chimera heart. Ain't worried about a thing. Stirring powdered drinks, Megalodon fish Fridays, eternal flame tips, lick Minotaur ribeye steaks. Blunt Smith, peep the craftsmanship. Roll the Dutch master with hat. Passion of tip, mad bastard is crashed the ship and took refuge in an alley underneath the trash can.
All right.
Dinosaur burps. Woo!
Frontier Medicine. I like that, man. That's good shit.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it, the old school fuck vibe that he's got on. Man, Paul Hooper, you are a trooper, my friend. He's been on hold for about 2.5 minutes. So we're going to bring you on in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Paul Hooper.
What's happening? I didn't know what to do there. I didn't know.
Down,
it was,
man?
Just music. I didn't know if they were doing the show. I thought maybe it was just an hour of music. And then I was going to hang out for 3 songs and then just call back.
What's
but I'm
up,
glad
man?
I stuck it out. Now we're here.
It's awesome, man.
That's great.
Man,
you know my number, too. I'm glad. I thought it'd be like a bunch of callers. And then you go through them, and I'd be like 10th in line.
No.
It's worked
no
out.
No one's breaking down our doors to call.
Oh, all right. Well, good. I'm glad I got right through, honestly.
Yeah.
That's
right?
The best part. That's the best part. You can get right
and sorry through. To have, sorry to have kept you waiting. You know, we added a new
right.
segment called Hip Hop Break. Yeah, kind of.
I enjoyed it.
So good. So,
yeah,
I mean, you enjoy
that.
West Virginia altogether there, right? I mean, that was a local boy from West Virginia, so that's just another West Virginia thing that you can enjoy.
You know what, West Virginia, I do like coming there. Like, I've been coming there, like, I dated a girl that lived there for a while, and then I've been doing Charleston for a long time, for like 15 years, so I, like, enjoy my time there. I've been to, like, Arrows, all these, like, random places in West Virginia, not just Charleston, but, like, all the
awesome.
Small towns, too, so.
Well, I heard word that I'm supposed to have your bathtub filled with manwich when you get to the hotel.
That was a thing in my past where I like to invite a man out of the crowd to get in the tub with me and have a sandwich. It was just the weird everyone else. I don't even know if it was a bit or what it was. It was like half crowd work, half joke, just weird. Because what it came from is I got tired of comics, like being on stage and just being pretty or hitting on women from the stage and tailoring their acts so they could get laid. And then I was just like, what's the opposite of that? Not really hit on a man, but sort of, and leave everyone confused about what I'm trying to do.
Right.
And so,
unless it ends in a hardcore butt fucking, like you said, at the end of that.
Yeah.
Then it gets a little gay at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, then it does. But there was so many things, and it would go on, and that thing grew into like this monster that sometimes was like 10 minutes long. And then, you know, a couple times it went wrong. A couple guys picked me up in Wisconsin after the show. They ambushed me from behind and, like, picked me up off the ground and, like, let's have a manwich and that. So, you know, it got alarming at times. But I still love both, and I will still do it. I still will get in the tub with manwich. I've never really lived out the fantasy, but I would do it.
Sam will do it.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
You know, I never thought about it. I mean, I don't know what a warm bath and a manwich would do to you as far as your equilibrium. I imagine it'd throw you off a bit, you know. But I'd be willing to give it a whirl. I imagine you'd be getting quite sick, you know. It's just being in a hot tub with a sloppy Joe. It's just now that I retrace my steps, it just sounds awful.
I mean, well, hell, after the show, we could go to the track and bet on the skinny dog.
I would like to get down there with the Greyhounds again. What?
Hey, I saw you two years ago. I don't know. You probably don't remember, but me and my friend came, and I told you we were going to try stand-up. And he said, yeah, man, you should get down there. You should do it. And it doesn't matter if you suck, because you're going to suck anyway when you first start. And I said, okay. And then the next week we did it. So I have you to thank for that.
That makes me feel good. I'm glad you're in it.
Yeah. So the next week we did it. We were like, well, we're just going to try it out. We were at this bar in Charleston. We're like, let's just try stand-up. We did it at a music open mic, so it didn't go great. But it went good enough to where I went up on stage, which was great. But I thought I'd share that with you. That was about 2 years ago now, but now we've been doing it on a regular basis. But I saw you coming back to town. I was like, oh man, that was the guy that told me to go into stand up. So
thought I'd share that. Thanks. It does make me feel good that, like, you get on stage and they did it like in Charleston, and to see like 2 years later, that's good that you get like regular stage time. I'm happy, you know. The whole thing's grueling, you know, emotionally, but I'm happy if you just, like, weather that.
Yeah.
We just went
through it. We're like, fuck it, let's just do it. You know, if this guy's going to get up and talk about manwiches in a tub and owning a duck at one point, we might
have
a chance. We might.
You can say all kinds of strange shit to a PA system,
right,
and confuse people and make them laugh somewhat, you know. I like that, so I encourage it.
I also checked,
man.
There are no clown conventions going on this weekend either.
Let me tell you something, that's the biggest problem I ever had with that town, that venue, that dog track. That still pisses me off. You know,
is that true? Is that true?
Yeah, the story
is that true?
Came
they had
from,
a clown?
Yeah, this fucking thing, I came up there one time, I wasn't even a working comedian, like a buddy came up to help with a comedy show, I was like an open mic, I wasn't pro yet, I didn't come up to work the club, but I had to come up with a club manager from Charlotte. We came up for the weekend, he went to gamble, so we go to the dog track, and then I saw, as we walked in, you know, it wasn't a big casino then, it was just the dog track and a few video poker machines,
right.
And then they just, on an easel or whatever, one of those music stands, they had just a headshot of this shitty clown. And at 4 p.m. was just, I looked at it. My buddy didn't give a shit. I'm like, what are we doing? We bet on Greyhounds, and then some goddamn clown's going to come flying out behind the poker machines and ambush everybody and do a backflip while these 50-year-olds are trying to bet on a skinny dog. I don't understand this. And it just made me furious for years until I put it on stage. It still angers me that was an idea and that clown was hired. And then people knew the clown. They're like, oh, we don't know if he's still down there, but we remember him. Like, it was like a successful idea. Like, 52 weeks a year, we need this fucking clown to come bouncing out of the curtain while people are eating chicken tenders betting on skinny dogs. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't know an occasion for a clown, but it's not the fucking dog track.
Do you think Reverend John is right now? We got all this rain. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring up some of your bits, but from your album, you talked about Reverend, what was the Reverend that you watched on TV, and you said
Reverend John
Harris.
Oh, yeah, it is. That is like an old bit. That's like Hurricane Katrina level. Like,
And with all this rain, it's really brought back that bit with me.
I don't know what's happening with him.
Yeah, it was the same-sex marriage thing. Federally now okay. It seemed like West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio have been getting drilled with rain and flooding. It took me back to the old bit on your album.
It was just because of the county clerk. That's why. That's why Kentucky's getting flooded, because the county clerk decided she's going to put up a fight. That's why.
Wow. I don't know. You know what? I haven't watched Televangelist in a while. I was like raised on them. That's where like the John Hagee, all the asinine comments they make, and Reverend John Hagee.
Popoff. Do you remember that guy?
No.
Oh my!
No, I never heard that guy's name. Was he a local?
He was Popoff, dude. He was from like Colombian or something. He was from down from Miami. And, like, he was the guy that would blow on you. Him and Benny Hinn were together.
Oh, Benny Hinn. I remember that. I used to watch Robert Tilton. See, I was just like a kid. I was raised on, I don't know if you remember, like, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, dude, the dog that had, like, a mansion.
Yeah, so that was, like, right outside of Charlotte. So I remember that as a kid. I watched it with my grandmother on, like, summer vacations. We watched the PTL Club and Sale of the Century, and I just sit there eating pound cake watching these assholes on TV, and I loved it. And then I remember when he got a hooker and all the adults were talking about, oh, his fall from grace. And it was just early, like, childhood entertainment. And then I grew into Robert Tilton, Oral Roberts.
Right.
And then I just am fascinated by it. I haven't watched Televangelist in like 2 or 3 years. I need to get back to it. I just do that in hotels a lot of times.
Yeah.
Shows what Televangelist is. You know,
yeah, there's
and,
the one guy that they made a YouTube video about called The Farting Preacher. That's
Robert Tilton.
Oh, that's him. Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, he's a moron. He speaks in tongues. I watched him one time say that he had prayed so hard over the prayer request that the ink had gotten in his bloodstream and sent him. He had been sick for a long time. That's how hard he was praying over these prayer requests. He's a fucking idiot. And then, but he's kept. He hasn't got any hookers or done any meth. He's kept
right.
his operation together. So,
did you ever see the Gangster Preacher?
No.
Dude,
what?
YouTube Gangster Preacher. It's like this dude on like a public access channel, and it's fucking gold. It's been around for a couple of years, but it's awesome.
I'll watch any of that shit. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I just don't have cable now, and I live in New York, so I'm sort of removed from like Televangelist, unless I'm on the road somewhere and I catch it late night, which I'll totally watch. So maybe in Charleston, I'll search the channels. I'll try to find
something. BT wanted me to tell you what's up, too, by the way. He's excited to see you come down.
Oh, he's a good man. I love BT.
Yeah, that's how I heard all the other stories. I heard some of the stories. That's why I was able to, like, the clown convention and shit.
they put me in that hotel. I can't say enough horrible things about clowns as an art form. It's not an art form. I don't know what they are. But they put me in that hotel, and then everybody apologized. Like, we didn't synchronize this with your trip, but sorry, there's a clown convention. Been twice when I was there. I already hated the idea that there was one 12 miles away at a fucking dog track interrupting a craps game. But now they've gotten my only sanctuary has been interrupted with clowns. And luckily they were like off duty or whatever they are, so they weren't fully like in clown garb in the hotel. Again, there were a couple clowns, but you know what I mean? Even out of the clown makeup, you know what? It sums up. Something's wrong with them. And so I just felt wrong. I felt bad just being in the hotel because it's just they put out a bad vibe.
Clowns. Gacy comes to mind whenever I think of clowns. I'm like, that's a serial killer. Every time I say a clown, I'm like, that might be a serial killer.
I mean, there's just nothing worse. I mean, the only thing, like, you get, like, clowns, ventriloquists, and hypnotists, they're all just the worst. They're just the worst. If you ever talk to a hypnotist, you can't find a worse person on the planet than a fucking hypnotist.
No.
A comedy hypnotist.
Yeah.
There was one guy who used to run around on the Funny Bone Circle. Like, wasn't his name like Jay Medicine Hat or something?
Yeah, I never met him. I just met some more. Like, I remember from my like open mic days, there was a hypnotist that used to come through Charlotte, and he was like, he sat in the crowd one time during a stand up show and heckled us. My thing for I always wanted to tell this to a hypnotist. A hypnotist is no more than a person who has a major in narcissism and a minor in writer's block. That's all
totally
a hypnotist is. Worthless.
Totally true.
You know,
totally true,
Mr. Hooper, we got 1 minute.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go, man. I appreciate it. We're going to see you this weekend. We appreciate you coming to Charleston, man. We look forward to it.
That's great. I look forward to seeing you fellas. It'll be fun.
Yeah. We'll see you down there, man.
All right, man.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, man. See you down there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, later. All right, so Paul Hooper will be down there this weekend. One show Friday at 8, two shows at 7 and 9. Very funny dude. Like I said, he's got a comedy album out that he put out in 2013 or so. iTunes, you can check that out. A couple clips on YouTube. He's got tons of stuff. He's been on HBO, the Boston Comedy Festival, all kinds of cool stuff. He's definitely someone you want to go out and see. Next Tuesday, the Tuesday Booze Day with Andy Frampton with some comedy. You want to go out to that? Mojo's. Is that tomorrow? Mm-hmm. It's every week now, right?
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, go out to that. And I had a lot of fun tonight, Sam. It was awesome to have Paul Hooper on finally on the podcast. And you definitely don't want to miss out on that show this weekend because that guy's hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Had a blast.
So we will
all
see
right, buddy.
We'll see
yeah.
you guys next. You'll hear us next Wednesday. And like I always say, support live local comedy, support the podcast, and we will see you guys next Wednesday.
All right.
Comedy Podcast. Presented by Comedy Zone Charleston. We love you. Good night.
Bye-bye.